From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Today, Saudi police searched for the body of Paul Johnson, the American engineer who was beheaded by Islamist militants last week. Security forces sealed off several neighborhoods of Riyadh. They reportedly surrounded a house in the same district where they fought a gun battle with suspected Islamist militants on Friday. Saudi authorities say during that gun battle, the security forces killed four men, including the leader of the Al-Qaeda cell that beheaded Paul Johnson. We have two reports this evening about the aftermath of the Johnson killing, starting with NPR's Julie McCarthy in Riyadh. Julie, wire services are reporting police operations in a few neighborhoods of Riyadh. Do you sense a big police presence in the city?
Well, you know, driving through the streets of the city today, you don't get a sense that this sprawling place is under siege or that that there's an especially stepped up security mode. The Saudis say they mobilized 15,000 security forces in the attempt to find Paul Johnson before he was murdered. But 48 hours after that, I was struck, you know, by the relative absence of any significant police presence. What you see is the occasional police car on the side of the major roads. There's every sign the city is functioning. Saudis are out. The traffic is jammed. Things are up and running, but tensely, especially for the Americans who have become hunted here.
Julie, Paul Johnson worked for Lockheed Martin in Riyadh. It seems to me the expatriate community must be very, very nervous at this point.
Well, I think the overwhelming emotion is fear. I traveled to one of the biggest compounds that houses Americans in Riyadh, and this was one was especially well-appointed with golfing and riding and swimming, all sorts of amenities that have attracted high-paid Western executives here. But the owner was holding a meeting to show residents how he was beefing up security, adding more barbed wire, electrified fencing, and he was looking to reassure these very nervous residents. Some Americans told me today that they felt extremely vulnerable. They called Saudi security efforts feckless. They said there was no way that they could really be kept safe. And when you talk to them, they implore you not to use their name, not to say where they work, not to say where they live. They're hunkered down where they live. They don't go out. Those Americans who are on their way out are happy to be so. Some others have mixed emotions about leaving. Still, others are determined to stay and say that evacuating would give in to terrorists. And some Americans, of course, say these compatriots are in denial about how serious the turn of events here are.
What about the Saudis you've spoken to? Are they worried about an American exodus?
Well, certainly. Many Saudis are well aware that their economic fortunes are at stake here if the Americans and the expat community pulls out in great numbers, and many say they don't want that kind of destabilization. Other Saudis are embarrassed by this series of killings here. One student despaired that Arabs who prided themselves on honor and generosity and hospitality were now known for quite different set of qualities here in Saudi Arabia. The newspapers were heralding what one called the beginning of the end, lauding the Saudi forces for killing the self-proclaimed leader of Al-Qaeda on the Arabian Peninsula. Four militants were killed in this shootout Friday night, and he was among them, and 12 more were also taken into custody, and you can bet they'll be given a serious interrogation. But a lot of Saudis also expressed the concern that Al-Qaeda, even with the death of this leader here, will simply regroup and spread more terror.
All right. NPR's Julie McCarthy in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.